Welcome back with just Majestic Enlightenment Vibes, your Voodoo Queen Nisha, and today we're going to talk about spirit guides. Did you know that there are 7 types of spirit guides? The first type is angels. Those are messengers of the divine. They're loving and non-judgmental, and they're here to inspire us. Number 2, our ancestors. They help us heal with our karmic debts from our family, and they're just here to overall help us in our spiritual workings. Then we have our ascended masters, which are great with wisdoms and connecting to our higher self. Then we have nature spirits, who are guardians of the planet Earth. Then we have our star beings, which are aliens. They connect us to the cosmic consciousness. We have the animal guides, which are protectors and teachers. And then 7 is our deities, which are gods and goddesses. So spirit guides have been assigned to us. They're here to guide us, they're here to protect us, and they're here to help us. But everyone's favorite question is, how do we communicate with our spirit guides? Okay, step 1, you must believe. You have to believe in it. You have to believe in your spirit guides. You have to believe that they're really there and that they truly exist. Step 2 is ask. Literally, just ask. They can feel you. They can feel your thoughts, everything. Remember, everything we do is energy. Ask in your mind, ask by writing, ask out loud, but you must be specific, okay? Also, a side note is you have to remember that they can appear in emergencies. So even if you're not asking, but you have an emergency situation, they will appear. Ask for a specific sign. So tell them, like, hey, can you show me a butterfly if I should choose this job? Can you show me a rainbow if my finances are going to increase? Can you show me a whole lot of relationship signs that me and my lover is going to work out? You have to be specific on what kind of signs that you want to see. Number 4, let go of your expectations. Let go of how the sign is going to get to you. The more you worry about it, the more stressed out you're going to be about it. Let it go. And the final step 5 is say thank you. The same way you show thanks to your ancestors is the same way you tell your spirit guides thank you. Okay? So make sure you guys remember these 5 easy steps to communicate with your spirit guides. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you witches later.